The Vintage Gamer, Episode 9, GDC Report Number 1.
Hi, this is Jim Van Verth of The Vintage Gamer. I'm here in San Jose, California at the Game Developers Conference 2006. I'm sitting out here outside the Montgomery Theater of San Jose. Might hear some traffic noise going by. Got my little iRiver here recording. This is not normally the standard topic for The Vintage Gamer, because in general, the Game Developers Conference is all about new games, new computer games in particular, and video games and console games, the whole gamut there. But I'm here, and it does have to deal with games, so I thought I would actually sit down and talk about it a little bit. The reason I'm at the Game Developers Conference is because I do a tutorial every year on math for games. This year, the tutorial was on physics in particular, and it went really well. That was Monday, and we had a full house, had six of us doing the tutorial, and it went quite smoothly. The day after that, that would be Tuesday, I spent mostly sitting in a room listening to people go on and on about DirectX and the Xbox, and you might guess that it was a Microsoft-centered talk. And in fact, it was. I also spent a good deal of time feeling a little bit crummy, partially because of jet lag, I'm sure, and partially because I have a tradition at GDC of going out the night after my talk and eating steak and drinking martinis. So the combination of those two don't usually lend themselves to feeling well in the morning. The things we do for tradition. Any case, let's see. I'm going to try to talk about some things here that people in general might be interested in. Okay. Now, yesterday is when the real conference begins. Those first 2 days are when the tutorial sessions are, and most of those are technical talks and consist of, you know, they're 6 hour sessions, technical sessions. The actual conference began yesterday with, and that jumps down to 1 hour sessions, panels, roundtables, things like that. The two big things yesterday were airplane going on overhead. Hopefully you'll be able to hear me. The Sony keynote and the Ronald Moore keynote. The Sony keynote's title was Beyond the Box. And generally, they're trying to hype up support for the PS3 there, which, with the announcement that product is going to be shipping a little late, they, of course, were trying to make a brave face on that. They, surprisingly, were also pushing people to continue developing for the PS2, and, of course, for the PSP, which will still be a viable platform after the PS3 comes out. I guess the theory is that the PS2 is still, a lot of people are still going to own a PS2 even after the PS3 comes out. I know that I probably will not be buying a PS3 immediately just because, well, I don't have the funds for that. I'm just looking over my notes here trying to see if there's anything else. They did have some rather impressive demos showing. The game called MotorStorm, produced by Revolution Studios. It's a really nice dynamic train deformation. It's basically a BMX game where you can drive around in on motorcycles. I guess more than... It's an off-roading game. And trucks and the like. And you can dig up mud and fling particles, and the train will actually deform and then dry up, and you'll be driving over bumpy terrain after that. They showed off some of their procedural simulation, or as Will Wright is now saying, generative. Generative data. They also, the thing for me in terms of a game developer, they're pushing more revenue streams, which is they're moving into the area of in-game ads, which, of course, I have mixed feelings about as a developer. Yay, more money. As a person who plays games, well, I don't really want to see ads in games any more than I see ads at the beginning of movies. But I guess that's the way the market is moving. They're also pushing an e-distribution initiative, which is just following on to the Xbox Live downloadable content. The Xbox Live for the 360, you can download simple games. And of course, the Revolution's also pushing that as well. So that seems to be another big new thing. And after that, I went to the Ron Moore talk. Ron Moore is the executive producer of Babylon 5. And he had a really nice talk about the creation of the new Babylon... I'm sorry, Babylon 5. Battlestar Galactica. The creation of the new Battlestar Galactica. Starting from that point of the original Battlestar Galactica. And developing a new and viable franchise off of that. And, of course, that goes with games. You have an original game, and how do you create a new game, either in that universe or maybe a reimagining of the original game? You can look at Metroid as an example of that, a successful example of that. But he had some interesting things to say. You know, started with the Adamas as the family and grew from there. Just trying to think in a more realistic terms of making it a little darker, a little more grim, just because that's the way it would be if your entire civilization was wiped out and you were the only ones left. Then you would not be as happy-go-lucky as Starbuck is on the original series. Beyond that, I'm not sure that I did anything that was of interest in general, just because, you know, I went to a mostly technical talks. Yeah, most of this is, I'm just going through my notes here, and most of this is quite technical. Today's talk was, or today's keynotes were from Nintendo, and by Will Wright. Will Wright is a major designer at Maxis, which is part of the EA, or Electronic Arts, for those who don't know. He was the designer of SimCity and The Sims, and he's coming out with a new game called Spore, which is supposed to be the bomb. It's you start out developing a single-cell organism and building that up into a procedurally generated, or as he would say, generative. He actually took a lot of flack for saying procedurally generated over and over again, so he tried to come up with a new term instead of that. But you build that up to build a procedurally generated with input from the user society, and then go into space and try to develop new societies based on that. It looks to be a really, really interesting game. But before that was the Nintendo talk, and in comparison to the PS3 talk, which was, you know, pushing the PS3 platform and please develop for the PS3, Nintendo was more pushing the we are an innovative company, and here's all the ways that we are being innovative, and of course, you know, please support us and develop on our products, but still showing that what we want is innovative content. We don't want to do the same, crank out the same sequels over and over and over again. And they had some interesting examples of that. One was a game called Brain Training in Japanese. I believe it's being released in the U.S. Under the name Brain Age. And it's a puzzle game which uses metrics to figure out your brain age. So you might do a quick quiz, for example. The one they showed was a little mathematical quiz where you do quick sums and multiplies and subtractions, and based on that, it computes a brain age for you. And you can keep training at that and try to improve your brain age and compare scores with your friends and try to defeat them too. Of course, and they talked about what they're doing with Wi-Fi and the innovativeness of the Revolution controller, you know, moving away from one single controller to having a controller for the left and right hand that have different functionality. Of interest to vintage gamers, they actually had some news. First of all, they will be coming out with a Super Mario Brothers game, which I think was already known. But they are also going to be coming out with a new Legend of Zelda game, and not a 3D game like the current Zelda games are, for example, on Nintendo 64 and on GameCube, but a 2D game in the old style of Zelda. And it's called Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass, and in that game you would be using, to explain, the DS is a two-screened handheld console, and you have a stylus that you can draw on the lower screen. And in this game you can actually use the stylus to draw paths to control your character or control the ship that your character's on. It looks I mean, they only showed a little bit of footage, but looks like it could be an interesting game. So it'd be more than just the standard old Zelda that we've played in the past. They also announced that it looks like they've set up a deal with Sega and Hudson Games to release Sega Genesis games and old Hudson games on the Revolution. So you'll be able to play those on the Revolution, as well as the old Nintendo games. So that, again, good news for the classic gamers out there. Let's see, what else can I talk about? For the board gamers out there, I actually have a board game that I can talk about. I don't have the rules with me, so I think I will probably do another podcast about that tomorrow, or maybe the next day. We will see. But there's a massively multiplayer board game going on here at GDC, with people signing up, and you get to place essentially two pieces every 2 hours or so. And you can collaborate with other people and place improved pieces that can do more interesting things. And there are four teams, and they're competing against each other. And I'll try to have some more detail about that tomorrow, because I don't actually have the rules in front of me, and I'd like to be able to describe that. So that's it for now. I'm going to try and upload that tonight, that being Thursday night. And hopefully I have something more for you on Friday or Saturday. And see you then.